This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Aegis argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's that time of the week when we crank up the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I guess I'm reporting to you now from a country that has a dictator in chief. A guy named Biden, who's doing the bidding of the pharmaceutical church, who's trying to make it, as we learned last week, impossible for some people in America to get out of getting a jab that is experimental. I don't care that they say, oh, we've approved it. Really? Where is it? Show me. Where's the approved jab? It's not anywhere. On any street corner, on any drugstore, at any military installation, you only have emergency use authorization jabs, and it can't coexist. There's so many problems with what Biden is doing. But it just follows on with what I've predicted over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The world religion of pharmaceutical mysticism, that is the modern medical monopoly, would one day be the method or path that the global New World Order eaters, I would call it, would take to succeed in trying to frighten everybody so that they give up on any differences other than the fear of germs. And no more joy shall be had. No more fun is allowed on the planet unless you acquiesce to permanent states of mask wearing, experimental injections, distancing. Even your children cannot be allowed to breathe freely. Joining me this hour on the show is someone who is standing up for his individual right to not be medically assaulted. Also, having recovered recently from COVID, he has natural immunity, is something that apparently the Biden administration doesn't acknowledge exists in this on this planet, but for any human being. And he's trying to make it so everybody gets a jab, and multinational corporations like Disney, all the fun we had at Disney, they're trying to just wring out all of that fun to make sure everybody's a medical experiment as well. Joining me now from the Orlando metro area in Florida is Nick Carano, his website goofyvaccine.com. He's stepping it up not only for the people of Disney that don't want to be experiments, but anybody working anywhere as a living example of someone who says, you know what? I like my job. I love doing what I do, but it's not worth becoming a medical slave to do it. Nick, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me. The timing couldn't be any better with Biden releasing all these new, I would call them talking points, but they're more than that. And I'm just kind of really upset just listening. You know, this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it couldn't be anything further from the truth. And it's a really sad time in America right now, and I'm just really happy to have an opportunity to at least express what I'm thinking and feeling. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, now you've stepped up before the Biden crazy mandates that he's announced last week because your job at Disney, where you have been for 16 years as a cast member there, is that the Orlando Walt Disney World? Is that where you are?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you've been working there 16 years, having a great time, enjoying the atmosphere and helping people have a great time, leaving some of their cares and worries outside the park. And now they say, as a cast member, you have to get the experimental jab. And again, long before Biden stepped up to do what he did, you said, no, I don't think I'm going to do it. And tell me how this transpired.
Well, you know, we've been feeling the pressure for a long time. I think in my op-ed, I wrote about when the vaccine came out, I think we were all hopeful, you know, that it would be successful. But being that there was no data on, you know, and it was rolled out so quickly, My wife and I figured it was reasonable just to think about waiting to see how this would work out, how it would play out. But what was really interesting is how quick people started aggressively pushing us. And you covered it early on in your intro. It's almost like a religious thing, like a cultic thing. You just kept hearing it's safe and effective, it's safe and effective. And people just, well-meaning people, that how we needed it to stay safe, you know, and people were so scared. But as somebody with faith, I trust God to protect me. And even though I didn't understand it and it seemed big and scary, I was just going to trust him through it and wait to see how these vaccines played out. But during the process, when the mandates were announced, I was just basically going to walk away and figured, you know, too big to fight. Mm-hmm. But my wife got COVID the next day. I got COVID a few days later. We went through that experience. We started researching the data again and early treatments. And I really came away with a greater understanding. And I was really upset by what I was seeing data-wise and what the talking points were, and realizing that the protocols in the hospital were padding and getting these numbers up there and the death numbers up there. And I realized something was really wrong about this. And I could see clearly that these high numbers were fueling the fear mm-hmm. that was getting everybody to be so irrational. And then people started quietly reaching out to me at work saying, you know, who's going to step up? What are we going to do? And I felt almost a responsibility to just stand up and fight and speak up.
You're telling me you're not alone in this. And in other words, a lot of folks that are considered cast members at Disney parks feel the way you do and are concerned about being mandated experimental jab. And also how many of them have already had COVID, like you said, recovered and have natural immunity that they disavow any knowledge of, apparently. And you stepped up and said, okay, I'm going to be the guy. Has anybody joined you, or are they leaving you hanging out to dry there? I know you've got your website, goofyvaccine.com, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscabell.com so people can read about your story. But have you found those people now witnessing you stepping up saying, you know what, I'm going to join you, and I'm afraid to lose my job, but I think it's more important that I stand up for what's right?
So I got different classes of people reaching out. I got vaccinated people who believed in the vaccine but are upset that people's rights are being trampled on, which I love that. We have the unvaccinated, and then we also have people that are worried about these booster shots. They're realizing this is not going to stop with two jabs, right? They're, you know, Israel's already in their third and fourth one, and now they're realizing it that they're in too deep. The amazing part about it is, as I've stepped up, and I've been blocked on Facebook, and stuff is getting deleted everywhere, and it's been hard to reach people, but slowly people are finding me, cast members from around Disney. And they're reaching out and they're telling me I've been isolated and alone, and I thought I was the only one because I can't tell anybody how I'm feeling. Mm. And in America in 2020, people are isolated and alone and they can't even talk about things as right. important as something like a medicine, which is just infuriating and confusing. But people are still scared. They're still scared. They're still not standing up. I'm starting to have people though write me and saying, we're in the fight with you. Okay. Whatever it takes. And I'm starting to gather, I'm gathering names, and this is all organic. It's happening so fast. Yeah. I just came up with the idea to stand. I came up to write the op-ed. And then I was involved with a group called, County Citizens Defending Freedom, CCDF. And the leadership there saw what I was doing, and they just came in and supported me full-heartedly, which has helped me get legal advice, the website, and they're just stepping in so many amazing ways. So I don't know where this is all going. And it's not just for Disney. It's not just for our jobs. It's our country. It's the narrative. I keep telling people I'm not fighting against Disney, because I could imagine the pressure they're dealing with either way. It's the narrative. It's the false narrative we have to attack, so that this whole house of cards comes crumbling down.
Right. And if you just use your critical thinking skills and look at the facts as you do and have written about, there is no evidence to show that any of these jabs prevent manifestation of COVID, much less its spread. So what's the point of the jab that can't do what they say it does or what they said it would do, and it doesn't? And then, as your point, people are realizing, my gosh, if I get the first two, and then they go, well, like in Israel, it doesn't work. Look, are we three, four? When does it end? Until, you know, we'll give you a shot until you're dead? Is that where this is going? Now, I want a backstory even before this whole thing became real for you as an employee of Disney, as a cast member. Did you, before this, have a dog in the fight, right? Because I've been at this in natural health and healing as a homeopathic doctor, doing holistic stuff, looking at vaccines as dangerous long before there was this front. And there was a very small percentage, supposedly, of people that had, you know, we're hesitant. They call it hesitancy, right? Or we're obstinate. We say, you know what? We have a better way to go. But I feel like most people really never thought about the vaccine issue, maybe marginally, but not really, until this happened. And now suddenly everybody's talking about it and questioning it. Where were you in that history of vaccines to the time COVID hit and you now have to stand up like this?
You know, Robert, I have a real interesting story. When I was about 11 or 12, I got really sick. Boils broke out of my body. My mom took me to the doctors, and they all wanted to operate on something, appendix, this, that. And my mom said, is that it? And they said, no, but we'll do that, and we'll go through a process of elimination. My mom she was really worried about all that, and somebody recommended a naturalist doctor, a homeopath, I think. And we went to his home, and he was a gentle old man, and he sat me up on the bed. I'll never forget him. And he touched my feet, and he looked at me, and he says, he's just having trouble handling the toxins. We're going to put him on get a juicer, put him on natural juices and goat's milk and soy milk. You do that 3 months, and he'll be fine.
Whoa.
Well, we did that. And my whole family, got, you know, God bless them, they were all worried. My mom was going to starve me and, you know, all that. And they were sneaking me sandwiches and stuff here and there. But it worked. And what I had then never came back. And that experience transformed me the rest of my life, where I knew what you ate was important. Mm-hmm. And there were other alternatives besides conventional medicine, and they always didn't get it right. So going through my years, I had gone through a lot of emotional issues, a lot of challenging issues growing up, and I really abused my body with many things. And when I was ready to come out of that and make the transition, I started turning to natural cleansings, juicing, fastings, I took a broken body, and by the grace of God, I brought it back.
Oh, beautiful.
And since then, I've helped. Yeah, and since then, I've helped so many people. I've helped myself, even when doctors wanted me to have surgery, gallbladder, my liver, skin cancer, all those things I was able to address naturally.
Yeah.
And I have some really long stories, maybe for another time, but friends of mine that recently died of brain cancer, and going through that process with them.
Yeah. This is a story that needs to be told. We got to take a break. We're going to be back with Nick Catarano. The website is goofyvaccine.com. Stand it up for your freedom. Whether you work for Disney or others, stand up and not become a medical experiment. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's a live chat room. It's open 24-7 at robertscottbell.com/listen. We are syndicated by our friends at GCN. And thank you for being here. And thank Nick for being here. Nick Catarano, goofyvaccine.com. I'm getting a little backstory. I didn't know about it because I got some things from the website. And I was asking you, Nick, about your experience kind of, you know, on the vaccine issue and natural health. And you're telling me when you were 11 or 12, you had a profound experience that probably impacted, well, it definitely impacted your life in a way that you came back to natural health later as well. How, when you were 12, where were you guys living? Where was your family at that age?
Miami, Florida.
You were in Miami. Okay. So yeah. Finding, I guess, naturopaths and natural doctors down there was possible. That's great. And so you had an indelible experience that led you back eventually to natural health and healing. So it makes sense why you would be aware of the dangers, perhaps, of any vaccine, much less the ones that they put out here that some have argued are not vaccines. They're gene therapy, although we just saw that the CDC or some other organization in the government has changed the definition of a vaccine to include their gene therapy. It's fascinating how they change and move the goalposts every moment somebody catches them in a lie or obvious disinformation. So you have, again, woken up, you're standing up, your health matters, you know that assaulting your body with toxic poisons is probably not the brightest idea, and so you're saying, right, I don't want to go that. And now you're also, because of this, finding out that a lot of other people, specifically working at Disney, feel the way you do and are grateful. And they said, I thought I was all alone. So I think this is a turning point, and among number of turning points, with Biden's announcements last week of mandates, putting more pressure on corporations. that there will be a two-tiered society or a breakdown of the fundamental, let's say, corporate structures as more and more people walk away from this. Because even people that got the jab, as you point out, or two of them, are now going, I don't think I want a third or a fourth. And they're done. So it's not like they're going to gain more converts by the mandates. In fact, they're going to drive more people, even the converts they had, away from this. And it's going to be harder and harder for these companies to find employees willing to work. And those that are working are going to be sick and with COVID or something worse and spreading things because they got the jab.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. That's definitely what it seems like. And the interesting thing, Robert, is I don't think they care anymore about the business. I don't think they care about money right now. I'm not sure what the whole game plan is for them, but they really don't seem to care. You mean you see hospitals getting rid of a lot of staff and then going into crisis because they're short staffed, and that doesn't seem to be in their thinking.
Well, and it's true. I think though that there are other areas that we're going to find that they are desperately in need of employees, like policemen and firemen, that can't operate without them, and many of them are walking away. And among the largest groups of people that are saying no to the jab, PhD researchers, percentage-wise. The highest level of degrees you can get, the PhD level, are saying largely no. So you say, well, what do they know, right? They're researchers. They know what's lacking here. And then, of course, that we can look at other even ethnic minorities, the African-American population in America that doesn't trust the government, rightly so, because they've been experimented upon in their ancestry, saying, no, I'm not going to get the jab. What is it, suddenly every black person at Disney is going to be fired? When they put the mandate on, if you come to Disney, you have to be vaccinated, does that mean black people can't go? Or, you know what I'm saying? This is where it's going. The segregated society is back, and these multinational corporations are, if not leading the way, they are complicit in a descent back in time to an earlier time when consciousness was not where it is today, that discrimination and segregation based on medical status or any other thing is not right.
It seems the insanity of all, the dystopian reality of all, it's incredibly unbelievable to see it's even happening. And I hear a lot of chatter now, and people are talking, we're trying to think our way through a society that this is going on. Do we form an alternate universe of society where we have our own doctors, our own mechanics, our own restaurants where the unvaccinated can go? But I don't think I don't think the other side is going to tolerate any freedom. Even if we just kind of buy our own land and go to the other side of the planet, they will not. It reminds me of the Dark Ages. I was always fascinated by the Reformation and the Dark Ages, where they hunted down true Christians that were hiding in the mountains because they wanted to worship. And it feels like this is the same spirit. It's the same spirit that drives these people to an extreme, and that's what it feels like. It's just it's hard to make any sense of it. It seems like it's religious in nature, a fanaticism in nature. They've been indoctrinated. I don't know how to make sense of it.
Now, I think this is also going to cause more people to step up. And by the way, we got to take a break. I'm overtime here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I apologize. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a key moderate Democrat, says he cannot support President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan.
We have done an awful lot, and there's still an awful lot of people that need help, but you have 11 million jobs that aren't filled right now. 8 million people are still unemployed. Something's not matching up. Don't you think we ought to hit the pause?
Senator Manchin speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called that unacceptable.
It's absolutely not acceptable to me. I don't think it's acceptable to the president, to the American people, or to the overwhelming majority of the people in the Democratic caucus.
The Senate hopes to pass the package this week in order for the House to do so by a September 27th deadline. U.S. Capitol Police say they've recommended disciplinary action for six officers for, quote, violation of its code of conduct over their handling of protesters on U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump, in a video message on 9/11, called the events a very sad day. He also slammed the Biden administration for how they handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we will be okay without boots on the ground.
During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The remains of Sergeant Johanny Rosario Picardo, a 25-year-old U.S. Marine who was one of 13 American service members killed in the August 26 suicide bombing, returned home on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all check out the website, robertscottbell.com. We have links to this website called Goofy Vaccine that Nick Catarano set up because he's like, I'm not going to be jabbed. You can't force me. And I'm going to try to appeal to Disney and their goodness, if there is any. I hope there is. And other corporations that are playing along with the Biden administration here, making it difficult for people to be free from medical assault, or some people call it medical rape. What? Why would that not be too strong a word to say it that way? Well, anybody that puts something into your body against your will, that pretty much defines that word. And it's very harsh to discuss it. I'm not happy about it. I know Nick is struggling too today, as we've heard, you know, more about what Biden's trying to do. And the question is, what do we do? You pointed out possibility of setting up a separate kind of world. And that goes into the history of Buckminster Fuller and his idea of not trying to change an existing system from within, but making the existing system obsolete from without, where everybody flocks to it and there's no power left in that old system. That may be what we're looking at in the transition, you know, and you'll have an organic non-vaccinated Disney pop up one day. I don't know. But these are things we need to talk about very seriously if we're going to move forward as a culture and a society and survive this.
Yeah. And you know, I also coming to mind while you were talking, I've been getting letters from all over the country now, and people are telling me their stories and asking for help in their individual cases and at work. But I keep getting the one recurring theme that people are telling me is speak up and talk about the Nuremberg Code. Are you,
yes,
familiar with that, Robin?
Absolutely.
I'm just beginning to try to grasp it. And it sounds like this is exactly what this is. It's a violation of this basic code that was set up to protect people from this very thing. And here it is just happening with the support of so many people that it's crazy. It's just crazy to even think about it. And going back just to Disney itself and the vaccine mandate, there's so many employees that I know that are fully vaccinated, that are getting COVID, they're getting mm-hmm. sick, they're going home. Some have gotten really sick, and I got COVID within the month. I had to go home for a few weeks, and then, you know, we did the ivermectin, and thank God we got that, and we came back. Well, how is the mandate going to make that whole process any different? If you're vaccinated, you're going to get COVID anyway, and if you get COVID, you got to go home. How does that protect anybody? What is the rationale there? And that's my whole point in the op-ed, is just trying to go point by point on the facts that, you know, everybody wants us eradicated. We all want everybody to be safe, our coworkers, our families, ourselves. We all want to go back to a sense of normalcy prior to COVID. Those are all lofty goals. And I've been trying to think that people in their goodwill just have a disagreement about how to go about that. But with all this recent data, with this variant that just came out, and all this real world stuff that we've seen, like Oscar De La Hoya fully vaxxed, ends up in the hospital real bad. Joe Rogan, the famous podcaster, he gets it. He's unvaccinated. He takes ivermectin and a few other things, and it turns out totally different. But nobody wants to even acknowledge that. They write hit pieces just to bury that very reality, because they don't want it, because it's a political game. I'm going to win the argument game. We're going to steal the ball and go home, rather than is it really about, you know, health and safety? Is it really about people? It doesn't seem like it.
It's about authoritarians doing what authoritarians do, being dictators, making their beliefs accepted by force and violence and threats of loss of freedom. And it's completely un-American. And I think Biden is awoken the sleeping minority that's a majority. I want you to think about this. If, you know, 50, 60 or 70% of black folks in America are not getting the shot and they haven't gotten the shot, they're not going to suddenly go, oh, Biden told me that I have to get it. Now I'm going to get it. He's divorced from reality. These people are going to step up and go, uh-uh, this shall not pass. You have just laid out exactly what we thought would never happen, but it's happening before our eyes. There's no authority for the president, the executive branch, to do these things. And I think it's going to wake up more people, and it's going to backfire on them. But there are casualties along the way, including the loss of jobs, loss of lives, other things. And we've got to step up and resist this thing, resist it with all our might.
And I'm praying that the result of all this is, like you're saying, Robert, that it's galvanizing people. It's going to wake them up, galvanize them. And people need to realize, as I've been saying, I've been getting letters from all over the country about me being brave and stepping up and a lot of support, which has been wonderful. But people need to realize that it's not going away. If you bury your head in your sand and you're counting what you're going to lose at this point, my family's from Cuba, my wife's family's from Vietnam, and I've heard over and over the stories on how communism took root in their country. Mm-hmm. And having that from the time I was young has given me a picture. This is not going away. If you're seeing these tactics deployed right now, it's coming for you. If you're vaccinated, you're not safe. If you don't stand up for your neighbor's right to freely choose, to have informed consent, especially in light of how reasonable that is with all this data coming out and the fact that there's no long-term data for this vaccine, you're the next victim. You just don't realize it. And now's the time to stop being afraid. It's the time to start speaking up, stand on our ground, And it's time to start encouraging one another and let them know there's a lot of us. And I know so many people that feel this way, but they're just too scared to speak out, and there's no time for it. And on an interesting note, I got a letter from a gentleman. He's a big tech guy, and he heard me speak at one of these interviews, and he reached out, and he says, I see you speak out. And he says, I come from a communist country. And he said, when I was young, in my 20s, they came for me. They came for me for my religious faith, and they came for me for my anti-government views. And eventually he was able to get out of the country. And he says, this is exactly what I'm seeing right here, right now.
Yeah. Well, folks, it's a little late to speak up when you're behind barbed wire fences, when you're on boxcars. There's enough history here to recognize what's manifesting. Listen to folks not only like Nick here, but folks that have immigrated to the United States for freedom, who have lived under tyranny, who have lived under communism, collectivism, socialism, Marxism. And this is what is manifesting here if you do nothing and say nothing and if you comply. Resistance is not futile. Resistance is the only thing at this point that will see us free again in a country that has devolved into a cult or a cult-like devotion, the cult of government, the cult of medicine, the cult of fear and fear induction. I am not afraid. I'm afraid maybe for my children and when they have children of what country, what kind of government they're going to live under if we do nothing, if we do not stand up and speak out and say, no, this shall not pass, and no, I will not comply, and yes, I will resist, and you will not succeed in your tyrannical takeover of my body and my children's body, my family's bodies. You do not own us, and you're going to find out if you try, if you attempt to do what you say you're going to do, Biden and others, that it is not going to go, it's not going to go smoothly, easily. And in fact, I think, as you pointed out, the word galvanizing, it's galvanizing the resistance. People that didn't want to step up and fight, that were just like, leave me alone, I just want to be left alone. Look, a lot of us just want to be left alone. But there's a point where you realize that they are not going to leave you alone. They're coming for you. And if you don't step up, there is no leaving anything alone anymore.
You know, who would have thought even 3 years ago that people would be trusting and almost worshiping at the feet of big pharma, big government, and big business, right? And the whole liberal progressive thing, all those things, I mean, besides the big government, but big pharma and big business, and it's just kind of steamrolling. Everything's been turned upside down. It's a weird state of affairs. I keep saying weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of all these dystopian novels and warnings and stuff like that, and here it is. Here it is.
Yeah, we're in the midst of it, folks. A dystopian science fiction novel from the past about our future is our present in reality. But our willingness to stand up and defend the freedoms that we still have and regain the ones we've lost, it's not going to happen because of a benign dictator coming in to replace the not benign dictator called Biden. We cannot look to political saviors to save us. We must save ourselves. We must save each other and look to each other, those that love liberty and those who recognize, even those of you who have gotten jabbed, to recognize that this doesn't end with two jabs. And when they add the third and then the fourth and then they add a different mRNA shot and a different one and then they say, oh, you haven't had your booster from childhood when you had the measles. You got to get another one of those or else your passport doesn't work again. Folks, is this becoming as obvious to you as it is to Nick and me at this point yet? We don't have a lot of time to step up and put this thing back in the bottle and send it out to space so it never bothers us again. We cannot go to sleep on this. And, Nick, if people reach out to you through goofyvaccine.com, that's the website. I know it started initially for people who are cast members at Disney to say, hey, we don't want the jab. We should be able to work here like we always had. But it's so much bigger than this now, isn't it? I mean, you didn't even realize how big this was going to get when you started it, I think.
If I could just tell you all the stories I'm getting. People, one gentleman reached out and said, my son's in the military, and they were going to was it court-martial him or something if he didn't get the vaccine, and he got it a couple days ago. I have another gentleman who's worried just today sent me and says he's disabled, and he has a feeling they're coming for his Social Security, and he's terrified to get the shot. I'm hearing so many different stories. I had somebody else today from Connecticut, and he has a hole in his heart, and he had gone through kidney failure, and he's going to his doctor for a medical exemption. and the doctor won't give it to him because he says it's the best thing he could do and to get the jab. And these are all reasonable, you know, that's a reasonable concern. And how is that not important? And how is that loving? I mean, and I loved how Biden did the grandfatherly thing today and tried to say, if you care about your neighbor, if you care, and he tries to make it sound some warm and fuzzy. People, you got to look past the personality at this point. You got to look at the facts and learn how to critically think and realize how do we trust these people? I share with a lot of people, I'm into studying apologetics and world religions and going back, and I always find that the best way to understand it is to go to the root of it. And the best analogy I could come up with this whole vaccine thing, if Central Florida had a deadly pandemic breakout and the president heard there were doctors warning each other and trying to warn the world how bad it is, and he sent in the military and locked down Central Florida from coast to coast and took those doctors and disappeared them. Mm-hmm. But he left the airports open so that they could fly all around the world, but not in the United States. How long would it be before there'd be a world tribunal coming after that president in that country?
Well, exactly.
And
Nick, hold on. We got to take a break. We got one more segment here with Nick Catarano. My gosh, this is such important discussion. I thank you for being here. I thank all y'all for being here. Get ready. Stand up. Take a stand. Don't lose what is left of your liberty, your freedom. Back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you all for being here. This is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. More important than ever, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Nick, first-time guest, he's bringing it. I'm enjoying thoroughly. I'm lost in time with you, Nick, because this is we share this passion. It's beyond, again, Disney or any corporation, and you're there, and I'm with you. You were in the midst of a thought. I want to get back to that.
Yeah, just that sense of urgency is driving me to just really hit these points home. But like I was saying in the previous segment, imagine that the president locked down Central Florida, wouldn't allow anybody to go to Florida, the rest of the country, but they could fly all over the world, and that's exactly what China did, and they did it with the cover of the WHO, the FDA, the head of the CDC, especially Fauci, and these are the same people that are telling us to get the vaccine. It makes no sense. How do you trust them? How do you trust them? And how do you trust China? Regardless of where it came from, a lab or not a lab, once they knew they had it, they went and got those doctors and shut them up, locked down Wuhan, and let everybody fly all over the country. That was weaponized.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. And we're seeing our own government weaponizing our fear. Not that I'm afraid or you're afraid of this thing, but the fear of those who are still cowering and hiding behind masks and getting experimental jabs, listening to liars, avowed liars like Fauci or Biden, who may not even be there in terms of mental faculty, pushing mandates and executive orders that there's no basis for in the Constitution, applying to companies around the country that have 100 workers or more, telling them that they have to have 100% vaccine compliance or weekly testing with tests, by the way, that don't work. They can't differentiate between colds and flus. And then Delta variants that they don't have tests for that are validated at any level, much less individual labs that validate themselves. How's that science? Oh, you mean you haven't gone up to the federal level even to get an executive, emergency use authorization? No, they haven't done that either. We're living in a science fiction pharmaceutical fantasy, and it's time to wake up, folks. Nick has woken up, and he's stimulating a lot of thought, and he's galvanizing a lot of people to say, this is wrong. And his website, goofyvaccine.com, I mean, it's appropriately the name. Goofy, you know, obviously one of the Disney characters, but this is Goofy. It would be laughable if it weren't so serious.
So sad, if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laughable if it wasn't so sad. And I want to encourage people to please come join us in this fight. If we can move the needle with Disney, we could tear down this narrative and get them to change from making the mistake they are with these mandates. This will be a big precedent for the rest of the country. They were first in line to do this mandate because where Disney goes, everybody follows. And if we could change the narrative and change the results here, we could work on the rest of the country. So I'm pleased asking everybody. So many people travel to Disney. We see millions of people there a year. We have a call to action on our website, but you can also on social media, any way that you connect with Disney on their Facebook page, letters, please start reaching out to them and let them know how you feel about this. And one big point I want to say is with the fear, this is how they're doing all this is through fear. And I don't know how people come over their fear, but you know, I'm a Christian. I put all my faith in God. I trust Jesus to carry me through the battle. And I believe he's going to win in the end. And I really believe we're going to win this battle. I really believe that
right.
I was telling my wife, it's like Lord of the Rings. You know, when the battle looks so hopeless and everything, and that's what I loved about the movie. Yeah. That, you know, somehow against all hope, they come through. And I feel that's what's coming for us. If we'll just stand up, have faith, pick faith over fear, and stand your ground and speak the truth.
Amen, brother. And, you know, putting faith into works as well. Remember, folks, you could be a man or a woman of God and have all the faith in the world, but if you don't act on your beliefs and that faith, then what are we? You know, we cannot be lazy in the spirit. We must be moved by the spirit to stand up and do what's right, even when it's inconvenient, even when we risk losing our jobs, etc. And, of course, the place that they call the happiest place on earth becomes far less happy and far less healthy if they succeed in instituting these mandates to get experimental jabs. And Nick, appreciate you so much for stepping up, standing out, being an example for others in America to do the right thing in defense of your liberty. And our government was founded on the fact, the new reality at the time that our founding fathers set up, that our rights come from God and not government. They don't come from Fauci. They don't come from Biden. They don't come from a pharmaceutical needle. And if you don't step up now, your kids, your grandkids may not know the freedom that we once knew and that our founders left to us if we would stand up and defend it. Nick Catarano, GoofyVaccine.com, linked up at RobertScatbell.com. Appreciate you so much. Remember, despite all of this, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.